latest trends show that open source is rapidly challenging established commercial models, especially when considering cost versus performance. A major discussion in r/local LLM highlighted how plotting intelligence against cost clearly favors the upper left quadrant, which is dominated by high-performing open source alternatives like DeepSeek and QN. Essentially, users are finding smart enough capability without paying a premium to run them. On a more creative level, one user demonstrated an incredibly ambitious local project, building an LLM agent that functions as a 24/7 radio DJ, selecting tracks, writing intros, reading the weather, and even handling plain language requests. It's a powerful example of moving beyond simple chatbot use cases for these models. Moving over to r/LLM devs. The focus here is heavily on optimizing system architecture rather than just model size. Developers are tackling complex issues like instruction following using context graphs instead of standard prompts, which proved significantly more robust. Separately, there was a deep dive into agent safety and governance, suggesting that instead of trying to certify the probabilistic decision-making abilities of an agent, we should focus on certifying the strict boundaries or envelope it operates within. Over in r/Alama, performance and capability refinements continue to dominate. One highly detailed post provided insights on maximizing token generation speed even on mid-range hardware, suggesting that using optimized frameworks like Llama.cpp can provide substantial improvements over default setups. Another interesting advancement was the creation of a local framework giving models controlled command line access, allowing them to run scripts or check system logs autonomously. Though the initial focus remains limited by language support. Finally, reliability is becoming paramount in local deployment. Users are building verification layers into their RAG systems, retrieval augmented generation, specifically to catch factual inconsistencies or hallucinations when the model confidently cites incorrect data from its own source documents. These discussions collectively show a maturing ecosystem where the emphasis has shifted from what's the biggest model to how can I make my local system reliable, cost-effective, and highly specialized.